Welcome to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We are located in Winterville, right outside of Athens, Georgia, and are led by our senior pastor, Ed Walden. Our mission is to be a Book of Acts church in this modern world, to build a strong and unified church family, and to see lives saved and changed by the power of Jesus Christ. We hope that in listening today, you will be strengthened, encouraged, blessed, and restored.
Let's look at a woman called Deborah. Actually, the way you're supposed to say it is Deborah. That's how you say her name. It's Deborah. And I'm going to say it like that because it's fun, okay? It makes me sound like I'm not from Georgia. So, Deborah was a judge in Israel. She was a prophetess. She was a warrior. And if you'll put Judges 5, 6, and 7, the NIV says, in the days of Jael, the highways were abandoned. Travelers took to winding paths, and the villagers in Israel would not fight. They held back until I, Deborah, arose. Until I arose, a mother in Israel. Now, the only thing I know about Deborah is that she was a judge, and she was a warrior, and she was a prophetess, but she arose a mother. Now, as we mentioned before, she was a leader in Israel. She was a trusted leader. She was so wise that God raised her up in a time where no one really had an answer to this big problem, and she was the deciding factor. Now, she was raised up in a time during which the wicked king Jabin for 20 years, had attacked, enslaved, and oppressed the people of Israel. He wanted to destroy everything that they had built and everything that they held dear. Does that sound a little familiar these days? He pushed them to worship false gods, and the way he did it was he would occupy the highways and the roads and make them unsafe. Yes, baby. And when he did that, it made them have to go different ways and different paths, and things were unsafe for families and children and the people of Israel. So when they traveled, it was not a safe journey, and it was a dark time. And in that culture was when Deborah arose a mother in Israel. Not as a warrior, and she was a warrior. She literally pulled out her sword and fought. And I have a feeling that this woman was a beast, okay, in a good way. If I ever call you a beast, that means you're the coolest person I know, okay? And if I ever say, oh, you're so stupid, that means I really, really love you. when she saw these roads were dangerous and detrimental to her family and her people, she did not arise as a warrior, a prophetess, or a judge, for she was all of those things, but she arose a mother. Now, the phrase, a mother of Israel, implies that she acted as a nurturer and a protector, providing guidance and support during a time of crisis. Deborah's actions and the way that she is portrayed in the text suggest that her role as a mother in Israel was divinely appointed, indicating a special relationship between her and God. She made up her mind to arise as a nurturer, as a protector, as someone who could bring about a shift and a change. Anybody feel where I'm going right now? So, something tells me that she wasn't that different from the God-loving, God-fearing, prayer warrior mothers of today and the ones that we have in this church, because we do have them. They are here. They are in this room. Because you know that all a mama has to do is just sense that her child or her children or her family or her, in my case, her church, her people may be in danger, and that mama bear is coming out. Those claws are coming out. If a fight is what you want, a fight is what you're going to get if you mess with my people. I will run you over in the street singing victory in Jesus, and I will not be ashamed. I'm kidding, maybe. You have to make up your mind, you know, that the things that are coming against your family and your children, you will not destroy them. You can't have my babies. You can't have my family. You can't have, you get your hands off of my children. You can't have their peace. You can't have their bodies. You can't destroy their innocence and destroy their minds. And I feel like we have some of those women in this room today. I feel like there are women in this room who are going to say, somebody has to arise, and it's going to be me. Now, don't get me wrong. God is God. He is sovereign, and we know that. He always comes first. But maybe today it's time that you start telling yourself, it came against my family until I arose. It tried to destroy us until I arose. Sometimes you have to rise in something that is ancient to you, that deep calling unto deep, that spirit of God that calls you into something greater. And your greater is every time going to be your family and your children. I know everybody thinks, you know, we want the platform, or we want the title, or we, you know, and that all seems very exciting. And it is very exciting, but there is nothing that you will ever do that will compare to raising your family in the fear of God. And I believe that with all of my heart. Now, I know that God is for us. And so maybe today we need to say, you know, it may be coming against me, but I will arise. I may be down, but I will arise. I may be having a hard time with this, and I don't always have the right answers, and I don't know how to make these decisions, and I don't always know how to navigate through these situations, but I will arise. I will not lay here and die and allow my family to be destroyed. I'm not going to do it. Sometimes you have to be the mom, and you have to arise and say, we're not going down that road. That's dangerous. That's going to hurt us. We're not doing that. I've told my own kids that. I've told all y'all that. You're not going down that road. You better quit it. You better listen to me. You are a child of God. Stop it. You know, you've heard me say all that. Now, when you arise and you have to make up in your heart and your spirit, you have to make it up in your spirit that this will not take us out. And I feel like that we need some people in this church that will arise, some people that will stand. And I'm not going to be very long today, but I just want us to give us a reminder. As mothers, we can change the culture of our home and our community. It starts in our home, but it can reach so far outside of anything that we ever imagined. We were doing outreach a couple of weeks ago, and we were passing out tracts, and you know, me and Nana, we had our little thing set up, and we were chasing people down. Well, I was chasing people down. She was telling me what to do. She was saying, here's a track. Go get that person right there. I'm gonna stay right here. You know, I said, well, Mom, you do the next one. And she said, I will fall, and y'all will never let me come back to outreach. And I said, okay. So Nana was telling me what to do, and so I came up to this man, and he immediately rejected me. And I said, hey, you know, I'm Candace, and I would love to invite you to our Easter service. And he said, I appreciate it. He wasn't ugly. He said, I appreciate it, but there's no need in you wasting the paper. And I said, oh, okay. Immediately, something rose up in me, and I was like, oh, so this is a challenge. You know. And I would let him go. I stood there and talked to him for 5 minutes about his dog, okay? I was thinking in my mind, he will not leave this conversation thinking that God doesn't love him. And so I just stood there and talked to him, you know. My heart was beating out of my chest. I was like, he doesn't like me, he doesn't like me, he doesn't like me. But sometimes you just have to kind of reach outside of yourself And I had mom in the background going, go get him, just go get him, girl, just get him, you know. And so anyway, your reach, when you reach for the right things, your reach extends so far past what you think that it ever could as a mom. And you're not just a mom. You're not just a caregiver or a nurturer. Man, you have a holy calling on your life to do something amazing in your family and for your children. And, you know, for those of you that are going to be mamas, you know, take notes. You know, that's holy work. And I'm not going to anoint y'all, so I'm going to set that back up. So we will have peace in our families. We will not bow to this world. We will stand. We will be saved. We will choose a godly lifestyle, and we will not bow. And we will have joy, and we will live holy and whole lives. You can do that. It's within your right as a child of God, and it's within your grasp. You can live a holy life, but you can live a whole life. You can be whole, and I believe that today. Now, as mothers, we are divinely appointed. Kingdom work is not only what you do, it's who you raise. And so today, to you beautiful, godly, praying mamas, I want you to take heart. God is fighting for you. God is fighting with you, and you are not alone. You are valued, and you have worth. Motherhood is holy work. Motherhood is, there's a sanctity to it. And you're probably thinking, really, in the middle of dirty diapers and formula and toddlers and, you know, all the things that we do every day. Yes, yes, it's holy work. It means something. It has value. And I feel like that's what the enemy has tried to do to mothers is, oh, well, you're just like a stay-at-home mom, you know, where you're just like this, or you're a working mom and you can't spend time with your kids. It's always, there's always a reason for society to come against something that God has ordained, you know. And so if you're a working mom, if you're a stay-at-home mom, I want you to know that you're doing a good job. You're doing a good job, and I believe in you. And it's like I said, I'm not going to be long, but I just want you to know that it's time for you to realize how important you are in the kingdom of God, and that you can change the direction of your family, and you can go the right way. You know, I know that people talk a lot about, you know, generational things that are passed down from generation to generation, and it can stop with you. You don't have to, if you've got whatever it is, trauma, addiction, depression, anxiety, you don't have to pass any of that to your kids. It can stop with you. I made up in my mind a long time ago, it would stop with me. And I know this is not necessarily a shouting, the running the aisles kind of message, but I want you to think about what you do. I want you to think about who you are and who you are to God and who you belong to. And if you have given your life to Him and you've given those babies to Him, you've given whatever you've got, you're giving it to God, it will prosper. It will prosper. And I'm not just talking about financially. I'm talking about you don't have to have a family that is broken or fights all the time. You don't have to have a family that is sick all the time. You don't have to have that in your life. You can have joy, and your children and your family can have joy.
Thank you for listening to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We pray that you have been encouraged and changed by what you heard today. To keep up with RAC, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. You can also visit our website at restorationapostolic.org. Be blessed in Jesus' name.